Well, it's inevitable the way you see it. It's coming. Can't help it.
So far as when you were a youngster, were there interracial dating going on that time? Was it prevalent, common? Was it something that...
No, it wasn't common. If it happened, there were a lot of fireworks. I know even between Chinese and Japanese dating, families were unhappy. We had American friends and American girlfriends and all that, but I don't feel that marriage was really involved. I don't think we talked about it that seriously, put it that way. I don't recall. I mean, when we were growing up, that wasn't the thing that we were worried about.
Your children's Chinese education, do they know Chinese? Do you speak Chinese?
Not fluently. We sent them to Chinese school, but I guess they don't teach Chinese like they used to, you know, and of course they don't spend the time at it that I did, for instance. You only have it on Saturday mornings generally, and it'd be pretty hard to learn too much.
And you speak Chinese with them at home?
Oh, yes. We try, every time we try to new food or something new, we ask them to repeat it, say it, so that they are at least familiar.
Would you say they are conversant in Chinese, or would you say they just understand it?
Well, they understand it, but they're
not that fluent in speaking.
Yeah, not that fluent.
What about reading and writing?
They recognize some words, but not that fluent. They don't use it that.
What was the rationale in your day about sending you to Chinese school? Is something that, well, part of education, or...
Well, you know...
To keep you out of trouble, or what?
In my generation, the saying is, you're a youngster, don't say too much, just sit down and listen. That's, so when your parents tell you to do something, you do it. You don't object. So you go to Chinese school, you go to Chinese school. Mm-hmm. But nowadays it's a little bit different. We have more free time. We're a little more open and raised oxygen-wise. Allow the children a little more freedom.
Do you treat your children the same way your parents treat you?
No.
Are you more open with them?
Yes, I would say I'm more open with them. Well, I have to be, because I brought up this way, whether you have other distractions that you didn't have in the old days.
Well, considering your background, do you think you were raised, shall we say, well, or would you say, in other words, do you find anything wrong with the way you were brought up?
No, I can't really say it's wrong.
If it's good, or if it's not wrong, or if it's accepted to you as being good, or at least acceptable, now.
Yeah, but times have changed. You can't raise youngsters the way my mom raised me. Because there are more distractions now. You couldn't do it.
So your attitude right now is that it's the outside pressures that
more than
your own family. So. Yeah. Well, what about when you were a child? Did you have outside pressure too?
I don't recall that, no. I know that, Larry Jake, you know, the Lillian, she had a tremendous problem trying to get adjusted because her father was very authority. You gotta do this, you can't do anything otherwise. And I can remember hearing her talk about the problems, you know. So you have to adjust because the society changes. So then they're going to, like my youngsters going to school, they have the different contacts. And I don't feel that. If I were to try to raise my youngsters the way my mom brought me, I don't think it would work out. There could be a confrontation or whatever you might say. I don't believe that's the way to raise a family. Yeah, it's good points. I mean, being authority and all that, but just like kids are being authority, they train everybody thinking one way, you know, it's no good either.
At any time when you were a child, was there any consideration about sending you back to China to continue, let's say, a Chinese education back there?
Yes, there was, but I don't think we ever had enough money to saved up to do it.
How was your feeling? Would you go?
Well, I would say I would have gone because I was raised to listen.
It was not because you wanted to or not wanted to, so you had to then.
Yeah, right. I see.
Yeah, that's interesting because I think that's something that I feel the same way. Now, were there many Chinese going back to China to further education?
Well, I think those who were in business sent all the youngsters back. Yeah, there's quite a few of them. Yeah, well, Albert Liu, he went back. Sam Lowe, he went back.
And usually this is for high school, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, during your high school
time. Yeah. You come back here then.
A couple of years or 2 years. You know.
So it was a fairly, it was a common practice provided they had the financial means to do it.
Yeah, right. Like Wilbur and, you know, Louis Chick, Louis Dung's family, I think, said some of the that.
Now, what do you think of the way Chinese were portrayed in the early American movies?
Well, I think they try to portray things that are authentic at the time. I mean,
when you saw Anime Wong playing in the movie roles, did you feel that was good or bad or entertainment or what? What was your feeling?
See, I don't really recall seeing that many films of Anime Wong
or other Chinese.
I would say they try to make it authentic the way I've seen it. I worked in movies as an extra on many occasions, and I felt that they did try to make it as close as possible to portraying what it was. Of course, it's still a Occident's attitude. It's just music. You listen to Jason Fa or something like that, and it's really not quite Chinese music that we know about.
You know, you didn't
feel interpretation.
You didn't get as upset with what Chinese were doing in movies as perhaps some of the people today.
No, right.
As to where the stereotype or its demeaning or anything like that.
Right.
To you, it was just okay. It was a job, or well, it's there.
And it's like wearing the bin, you know. Well, it was authentic at the time. There's a period during that period they had to wear.
Did you or your friends or anyone you knew making a protest about the way Chinese were portrayed in those days?
Not really. Protests didn't come until after World War.
And did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No, I don't think I've ever. Yeah.
Now,
what type of jobs? Most of the Chinese people, you know, they have a tremendous cultural background, and I don't think they would ever say that.
Okay, now, what type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
I think most of the Chinese, they have to be in their own business. They always want to make a lot of money. Because they feel that when you have money, then you have the name and the status and the community.
How about for their children?
Well, they want to give the best for their children. That's one way to do it. If you have money, then you can provide for your children.
What was the attitude of families towards education for their children?
The amount of education that they'd be able to take. Send them to college. Emphasize it to them. I think that's one thing the Chinese family training is that you instruct the youngsters to get all the schooling you get.
Okay. Now, Jane, you want to continue on anything else? I've covered, in general, most questions.
You have.
I think my wife is waiting outside.
Yeah. So,